laws on that. But today, new laws come into effect, extending the exclusion zone for flying drones around airports. It is now illegal to fly one within 3 miles of an airport, rather than the previous restriction of just over half a mile. Well, James Dunthorpe is from RPAS, this is the UK Drone Association. A very good morning to you.
Morning, Patrick.
This rule of not being able to fly, just it used to be half a mile, that didn't stop the drone problem that we saw the other day, did it?
No.
Are these laws any use, is what I'm saying?
So I think they will be of some use, yes. Basically, what they will allow enforcement officers to do is it provides them with some clarity over what the laws are. So if a drone is seen within this exclusion zone, then the rules are now the same. It always used to be that it was only large drones that were excluded from this zone, but now small ones are as well. So, you know, when you're from the on the ground, it's very difficult to tell the size of the drone, you know, in terms of its weight.
Yeah, because you don't know how high up it is.
Exactly. So now, you know, if one is seen and it's not known about, you know, they haven't been notified and haven't received permission, then they know that it's a rogue drone. So it provides some clarity to law enforcement officers so that they can identify what's there, you know, with all innocent intentions, and what's maybe something that is malicious or someone who's flying it ignorantly.
But like I said, that this new rule that's come in, and even the old rule that's been thrown out, wouldn't have stopped what we saw the other day.
No, it won't stop it, but what it does do is allows enforcement officers to some clarity. What we do need is some improvements to the counter drone solutions. So this has been something that a lot of airports have been looking into and have actually employed these systems now, which are able to detect and identify drones. And what this allows them to do is actually work out not only where the drone is, but where the takeoff point was, which allows police officers to actually go to that point and intercept the operator. So these systems, a lot of airports have taken on these systems, these are the kinds of things that will be needed to actually stop them.
What about those in London, you know, potentially thousands of people who live within 3 miles of, like, let's say, City Airport or Heathrow, that are saying, well, you're ruining my enjoyment of my drone flying?
Well, I think it's important to understand that what the DfT and the CA haven't done is stopped people from flying in these areas. All they've done is said that you need permission from air traffic control to be able to fly in here. So it's not actually changed a huge amount. You know, most responsible operators should have really been asking, you know, notifying air traffic control before they fly in these areas anyway. So really all it means now is that there's a legal requirement to do so. So it shouldn't really have changed a lot for those who are operating, you know, with all good intentions, but it does at least provide some sort of legal clarity on what the requirements are to fly in these areas.
Good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed for clearing that up. But James Dunthorpe there is from RPAS, the UK Drone Association. There's an exclusion zone now. Be warned, to one within 3 miles of an airport. Let's talk to Dave now. He wants to talk about Brexit. Good morning.
How are we doing? Thanks for your
all life. Right, not too bad. Yeah, what about you? You're hearing all this stuff on Brexit. What do you think of it?
What a lovely boy. Yeah, articulate. We need more people like him in politics, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But look, people I picked up this morning, all they want to talk about is Brexit, Petri, right?
That's all everybody wants to